I work for Intermediate Care Service, which is under the local health authority, and I'm actually in occupational therapy as a senior occupational therapy assistant.
What does the service provide?
It's really to prevent hospital admission and to help people stay independent in their own homes. So it's really to get people out of hospital as quickly as we can, mm-hmm. and provide a service at home, because we're part of a multidisciplinary team, mm-hmm. and I'm part of that team, and to prevent hospital admission. So if people are at risk of falling, or we do planned elective orthopaedic surgery, which is the section I'm for, mm-hmm. but it's really to prevent hospital admission, mm-hmm. and to get people out of hospital as quickly as they can and remain in their own homes.
What kind of people are you working with?
Majority of the elderly. Our remit, I think, is 18 to 18 onwards, but the majority of the people we deal with are elderly. There's no sort of upper age limit.
And you talked about having a multi-professional team. Who's in that team?
Social workers, physiotherapists, support workers, nurses and occupational therapists.
Really diverse range then.
It's huge. I mean, it's the first multidisciplinary team I've worked for, and it's a real bonus, for service users and as a team member. It's a really, really positive way of working. Mm-hmm. You've got to be careful with communication, because it's a huge problem of people on different shifts, doing different rotas. But as far as tapping in on expertise, it's brilliant for everyone involved, really.
What's the problem with communication?
It's reaching the people that you need to speak to, because people are different shifts, on different rosters. I work part-time myself, so I'm only available there a certain amount of time a week. Mm-hmm. We're community-based, so you've got people in and out all the time. And your general workload takes over your day, really. Mm. You know, so you've got your planned workload and you haven't always got the time on top of that then to follow up. People are trying to get hold of you, make the phone calls, you ring people, you miss them. So I think that although it's very, very good multidisciplinary, I think communication is a problem that we definitely face.
So you're kind of driven through the day, really, by the simple schedule of things you need to do. How do you overcome these difficulties with communication?
Personally, I just keep my diary really up to date. And so if I don't manage to chase someone up, I then forward it to my next working day. We've got message books, we have answer phones. And as a team, you know, if I feel that I can't catch up with someone that's quite important, I'll often pass it over to a team member if I'm going off duty, or try and get hold of people more directly by mobile phones or whilst they're out working, you know, because it's the problem is with it, the community working is that everyone's out all the time. You know, you're like ships passing the night all the time, really.
And you work quite hard and be quite focused about making sure you do the handover stuff or doing the communication stuff and so on.
Definitely.
You said you're a senior occupational therapy assistant. Could you tell me what this involves?
I work for the planned elective side of occupational therapy, in as much as I deal with the orthopaedics, which are planned events. So majority of the people I see are people who are going in for hip and knee operations. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we do a pre-op assessment at home, which is after they've had a pre-op assessment in hospital. And I'll go in and observe them, assessment in their home environment, and make sure that they've got enough equipment for when they're discharged. Mm-hmm. We might raise furniture. We might, you know, look at risk prevention, look at some kind of care link safety alarm for when they're due to come home. Make sure they've got social support, you know, how they're going to get their shopping, how they're going to do their laundry, if they live on their own, if they've got a family that are going to come and help them, and maybe highlight any problems that might come onto the service later. For example, that they haven't got any family support, they've got no washing machine at home, they haven't got a microwave, or, you know, how are they going to get shopping? How are they going to get food? Mm. And it's looking at practical solutions, maybe a delivery home service, and it's things like that. It's just looking at practical solutions for them for when they come home from hospital after their planned operation to make sure it goes as smoothly as possible and they're not kept in hospital too long, so that it's all sorted for when they come out and they can be discharged, because there's a certain pathway that's followed in the hospital and that's quite keenly kept to, so that if we can make the job a little bit easier by making sure that everything's organised before they go home, then that transition should go quite well.
It's quite a broad assessment, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
And it seems to me that it would touch on the work areas of other members of your team.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that communicated to others in your team?
If there's things that I've come across that are outside of my role that I feel that maybe need a little bit of more investigation, maybe caring responsibilities or things that I, you know, can't actually deal with,
mm-hmm.
I would highlight it on my assessment, but I also then go back and would find a social worker. I would then make sure that I've passed that information over to another member of the team. One of the problems is I see people pre-assessment, so they don't actually get taken onto the service till they're discharged.
Mm.
So I see people probably a good sort of 4 to 6 weeks maybe before they're actually known to our service. So although I do go to the workers and say, well, I think there's going to be a problem with this, I think there's going to be a problem with that, sometimes it's lost along the way because it's not until they're actually accepted on that these problems might be highlighted again. You know, they might say, oh, actually, so-and-so, you know, they mentioned that because they've got no support, or, you know, they're going to have trouble with those kind of things.
So there's a bit of a lag or a possibility for a lag. So how do you get around that?
I document everything. I mean, I make sure that I've recorded what I found on my assessment. I go and seek out the relevant workers so that I feel they're aware.
Mm.
And I document that, really. I just make sure that all my paperwork is kept up to date and it's, you know, quite focused onto what I feel is important and that I've passed that over. That's really as much as I can do as far as that part of it's concerned.
Mm-hmm.